Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Jesus, that is too bright.
That was a little bright. Ugh. But you look good. I mean, you still look good. What's up? We're back. And guess what? So is Toby. So is Dan. Not Lolly Goggin Dan. Lolly Gaggin Dan. Lolly Gag Dan. He's Dan. He's gagging. But either way, that's another thing. Shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network. What was that? Was he really gagging? It was gagging again. I get it. It was a gag, joke.
Yeah.
You got just something on your chin. Little leftover for the audio listeners. I'm not sure what that was, but Deluxe Edition Network, we're on there. We love them. Shout out to them. Podcast of the month. We promise you to tell you every single episode. There's one that stinks. It's the Beard Laws podcast. Wouldn't check that out. But go check out Bacon Is My Pod, because who doesn't love podcasts and bacon? I had some mediocre bacon from a restaurant this weekend. I feel like they could have done better, but I've never seen this on the menu. But then again, I don't live in a very popular area, but they offered... They called it the BLT platter or something. They said it was a heavy mound of bacon with a little bit of lettuce and tomatoes. And I was like, huh.
I will 100% destroy that.
It was $9.99, which I didn't think was a terrible price. For city, you know what I mean?
Like we were in a pound of fucking bacon nowadays.
Yeah.
True.
But I was like, huh, so there you go. And, I debated it, but then I was looking over and they also had some a $9.99 platter. You got eggs and you got bacon and you got pancakes and you got potatoes and all this stuff. And I was like, what am I going to do? Just get bacon, or am I going to get everything that's delicious for breakfast for the same price? I mean, come on. But Toby,
yeah.
Dan, you guys are back. Appreciate you guys. What's new? What's happening? Anything good?
Kids are on spring break. So that's fun.
Yeah, he was just kidding. Dan, nobody really fucking cares what's going on in your family. So we are getting a ferret over here.
His
name is Cyrano Flamethrower.
Cyrano Flamethrower?
Yeah, that's his name.
Does that mean you're going to get a flamethrower next?
No, see, so here's the thing.
Weren't you trying to get one at one point?
Yes. So this ferret... has been at this at the feed store, Matt and Dan. I'm just joking. I'll by all means, I'll let you talk about your family as soon as I'm done here. I was just really excited about this, for about the last 2 months, we've
Shut
gone up every weekend.
Mouth. You know you meant it. You know you fucking meant it. Shut fucking ass mouth.
We I'll continue for about the past.
Please.
Oh no, I understand. It's my turn now. Okay. So for about the past 2 months, we've been going up to the feed store, and they've got these two ferrets that were up there. And when we went in yesterday, one of the ferrets was no longer there. So one of them sold, and the other one is super sweet. Like I've been asking the wife, let me get this ferret, but it costs more than we were willing to spend because we're getting ready to go through the refinancing. So our balance is being looked at daily for, you know, in and out transactions for the loan and things like that. So when I told the wife, I was like, he's really lonely because he's just laying there in the cage now. But when you pick him up, he gets all lively and he starts kissing on you and everything. And then as soon as you put him in the cage, he just flops down. So he's like super depressed. He doesn't have a playmate anymore. His playmate's gone. And ferrets are extremely social animals, and they'll die from depression if they don't have
some. Oh, shit.
So I told the wife, I said, I tell you what, if you let me get this ferret, I won't get a flamethrower when I get my backpack.
She doesn't want you to have one.
Right.
She doesn't want me to
have one. Right. So she goes, we still can't get the ferret. We can't afford it. I was like, well, we can afford it. And she goes, no, what, you know what I mean? We can't have the bank see that all of a sudden, you know, $400 is coming out of the account for a ferret and the setup and everything. I was like, so for the first time in 6 years, I went on TikTok last night and I did a personal fundraiser. And the thing is if we were able to raise the money, when I do get my military back pay, whatever amount of money was raised towards getting this ferret, if we raise the entire amount, I would go and get the ferret first thing tomorrow, which is that's what I'm doing. And then because they're closed today, otherwise I'd have them today. And when I get my back pay, I'm going to match the amount of money that was donated by everybody that's watching. And we're going to pay it forward and either help somebody else out in need or pay it to another charity like National Autism Foundation or something like that. So yeah, tomorrow awesome. I'm getting a ferret.
Nice.
We raised $625. Woo. And tomorrow Cyrano Flamethrower comes to the house. And that's why his name is Flamethrower, because I still fucking get my flamethrower and my ferret. Double win in my book. Boom.
Boom. I thought Dan, you named him after a Dairy doing? Queen burger.
Oh, I would.
Great.
Oh, hold on for a second.
They're on spring break.
I fucking would. I would name him after a fucking burger for real.
But isn't there like a flamethrower burger? Break. Isn't it Dairy Queen?
You? Yeah, it's Dairy Queen. I've fucking heard amazing.
That, yeah.
It's very relatable this time of year.
Dairy Queen or spring break? Or your kids?
I guess all of it.
Interesting. You're looking didn't you say like you had you were applying to be the new brawny guy? Isn't that why you had the flannel?
I'm trying.
It looks like a nice flannel though. I like the good flannel. It's not your typical red and black one that everybody
said
rocks.
I'm too fat. Go figure.
The flannel did? Or brawny?
Brawny?
See, who can afford the brawny paper towels anyways?
Wait,
I get the name brand store, or the store brand.
Did you say fucking brownie?
Brownie?
No.
Yes, you
I didn't
did.
Say brownie.
You Wisconsinite brownie. Piece of shit.
Brownie.
You did.
Whatever.
It sounds like brownie. Yep. You're still. Yeah. It does sound like brownie. It does. Say it again.
Brownie.
Brownie. Brownie. You can put some ice cream on it on the brownie.
He's like, I didn't come here for this. No, this is what you get for being on another podcast first.
Oh, Dan was here. Fuckity who.
By the way, I'm actually wanting to see it. So Dan was on Dan's podcast. You were brought over there for because of your heretical
I
Dan
was on
content
a,
and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Sharing Maps.
It would have been bad if you forgot the name of it.
It'd been pretty funny though.
I was on that podcast. Go check it out. It's called the. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. I almost said Shadow Maps, and I'm like, it's not fucking Shadow Maps.
Probably a podcast name still out there somewhere. There's not a lot of podcast names that are not out there these days.
Yeah, yeah. I got share the story of deconstructing from Christianity, but towards the end, he asked some pretty cool questions, like, what if AI, you know, advances, but they create their own religion? What would happen? What kind of religion would they create?
Well, first of all, I would imagine that would happen anyway. Isn't that kind of like the whole Terminator scenario where they essentially become sentient? And
I basically said something like that, but yeah, I basically said something like that, but I didn't say not knowing whether if they'd be evil or good. Who knows? Evil. They just like totally wipe out the human race or not.
Man.
We're completely useless to machines. We're 100% useless to machines outside of maintaining the machines, but they'll eventually get smart enough to where they'll build machines to maintain themselves. So non-sentient machines.
I think that they would just wouldn't really care about us eventually. If we got into their way, yeah, but eventually I think that they wouldn't really care.
They'd care because we have enough self-righteous pieces of shit on the earth already that they would make themselves known and in the way and be like, oh, well, I've got rights. Shut the fuck up, dude. That thing's going to crush you. No, I've got rights. You can't shut me. Steve is flat.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, they may not wipe out the whole human race. That's what I'm saying. They probably would wipe out some, as what you just said, like people like that.
They should.
But it's kind of like it's kind of like we know that we really believe that we're the superior species on this planet, right? We don't wipe out all the animals.
No, we've wiped out some.
We have.
Allegedly.
We're trying to, but I hope we're trying to fix that.
We've done a pretty damn some good job of quite a few of them.
Yeah.
That's no lie.
I'm curious how many do you think that we've taken out?
The ones that like to go and do.
How many animal species?
Oh, I think thousands. I think thousands. I honestly, so here's the thing. I have no problems with hunting for meat and sustenance, right? Like, I've got no issues with that. I think worldwide, hunting for sport should be an arrestable offense. I think it's ridiculous. The only time that it should be allowed is to, if one population of like predatory animal or whatever is starting to get encroaching on human population, not the other way around. If we go and like wipe out part of the rainforest to make a fucking subdivision and jaguars start coming into the subdivision and killing people, hey, that's just natural selection. You're stupid to fucking move in there. But if like up in Minnesota, you have this giant population of growing timber wolves that are destroying the deer population. And they still won't allow us to help cull that growing population of wolves. I think in that kind of case where you'd be like, hey, for a limited time, you know, there's hunting for sport in order to reduce the numbers. But at the same time, I think you should take whatever that animal that you have now hunted for just the sake of hunting it, and have a central turn in place where that the meat from that animal and its hide and everything else can be made and, you know, used for, you know, for feeding people and for clothing and for whatever else they use it for.
Yeah. You know, speaking of like extinct animals, they're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth.
I saw that.
So they're when they do it, they're mixing it with an Indian elephant. Because Indian elephants don't have tusks. They're trying to make it so that the poachers don't go after them. But it's going to be great for the environment. It's going to start packing down the what area were they going to put it in?
Could you imagine? They bring them back and then we shoot them and kill them right back off.
Dude, people are going to want to, and it's like I just said, sport hunters and treasure, you know, these trophy hunters, they're going to want to hunt it. Oh, not for the tusks, for the pelt. Now I get a woolly mammoth pelt. I get to be the first guy to have a woolly mammoth skin rug. Yeah. Fucking assholes. God, I hate humans. I'm just getting upset thinking about son of a bitch.
The one animal that they killed off was the dodo bird. That is definitely a human responsible.
Yeah.
And they just killed it for sport. It was not a very like tasty animal that I guess reports said, but it was just easy to basically shoot. And so they just were bored. People just started shooting the dodo bird, but I heard they're trying to bring that back for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Interesting. So according to the Googles.
I'd like to see a dodo bird.
Thanks, Google.
That'd be sweet.
Toby, take one if anybody wants to put one on the farm. But Toby, you said right around 1,000, you think that the man has killed off, roughly.
Well,
right?
if we're talking about animals and not including insects and things like that, yeah, I know we're in the hundreds upon hundreds of thousands once you start talking about amphibians and insects and...
So this would be species to go extinct in the wild, is how they put it. And
right.
I don't know, Dan, if you have any guesses.
I'm gonna go with 20,000.
Okay, according to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, obviously the IUCN, 881 animal species have gone extinct since 1500, but in the last 500 years, human activity has caused 869 species to go extinct in the wild.
So they're saying like a total of 1600.
About that.
Mm.
A little over, probably, right around 1700 or so. But they're saying that according to the WWF publication, which I'm assuming that's not wrestling, that species populations have declined by an average of 69% since 1970. Mm. And they're saying that 1 million species will be lost by 2050.
Man.
Yep.
The white rhino is almost extinct.
Yep.
There's only like three of those left.
Yep, and they've got poacher security with them 24/7 out in the wild. Like these people just roam with the rhinos to make sure that they don't get poached. Here's the thing: hell of a band humans name. Are fucking roaming humans with are the selfish, rhinos. Horrible fucking creatures.
Mm.
Roaming with the rhinos, but
yeah, that's not taking
when you. So this is where I'm okay with forced birth control. Our population is increasing far too much, right? It's mm-hmm. causing increases on everything from food to services to everything. We just have far too many people. There's far too much demand for things, which causes an increase because demand is going to allow supply to make it. Hey, well, you want it. We're going to limit how much we make of it, which allows us to raise the price on it. Right. So that's food and everything else, fuel, all that. So I have a 20-year plan that I think will that will help us. A 10-year plan. Nobody, none, zero. Nobody gets to have sex, babies, nothing. Nothing. Well, you can have sex, but no babies. No babies.
I was going to say.
No births allowed.
I don't think people are going to jump on board with that.
For a decade.
Free no vasectomies.
Yep. No births allowed for an entire decade. Okay. After that, for 10 years, you have to apply for a permit in order to have a child. And if you do have a child, you only get one for 10 years. That's my 20-year plan. That alone will help cut down the population increase fucking dramatically. Because eventually boomers are gone in like 20 years. Boomers are gone. They're going to be the World War II veterans of today. They're going to be gone within the next 15, 20 years. You know, and then 15, 20 years after that, Gen X is going to start being gone. And those are your two largest populations right now. Once they're gone, if you take 20 years and limit the amount of people that are able to be produced into the population, dude, everything goes back to the 1960s and 70s as far as numbers.
Do you remember, did you guys ever hear, you said vasectomy, that Tim Tebow would go over to countries and do circumcisions as part of
fucking what?
His volunteer work?
What is he, a rabbi?
That was the thing. Tim Tebow. Apparently, he didn't need any licensing. He didn't need anything. I'm going to look up which country it was. But yeah, man, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, man. I haven't heard of him. I have heard of him, but I haven't heard him in quite a while.
The Philippines. Not since he was playing baseball. Some kind of medical mission trips. Yeah. Yeah, Philippines. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's where he was born. And lent a hand at medical clinics where poor communities could not. He was doing teeth pulling, having cysts removed, and helping with circumcisions.
I don't know if I want the guy.
Just a stud.
I don't know if I want this guy slicing into my kid's dick. Or mine, for that matter. By the way, like.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Here's a question. Are people still having the debate as to whether or not they should or shouldn't be circumcised anymore? Because in all honesty, it really comes down to a hygiene thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard the debate of it.
I'm not going to ask. What? You've never heard people debating circumcised or uncircumcised? It's like one of the questions that people love to ask women. Would you prefer a man that's circumcised or uncircumcised? I remember when circumcisions.
Like yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I remember when the discussion for circumcisions was just that was the Jewish thing, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what the Jews did back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then apparently at some point in time, Catholicism was like, "Well, I fucking like that idea." So I didn't get a say in it when I was a kid, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of happy that it did. I'm happy that my parents were like, "Fucking cut it off." Cut it off.
I can't imagine it'd be pleasurable, or like not obviously pleasurable, but it would be. It's got to be pretty painful if you were to do it as a teenager, an adult. The older you get, kind of like tonsils, right? The older you get, the worse that.
Well, yeah,
it can't, would feel.
Yeah, and,
can't right?
Oh, it.
I don't know. I guess I've never.
If I wasn't circumcised,
I don't know an adult,
and I was like. If I wasn't circumcised and I went to go in to get circumcised, you're knocking me out.
Oh, yeah,
you're 100%. Knocking me out. You're not getting that thing. And that's the thing, though. They don't. Babies don't get.
It just would not be happening. Let's just say that.
We'll be a whole bunch of torpedo dicks running around on the fucking United States. If just being like, well, I'm as smooth as a cucumber. But if people didn't get
I'm circumcised.
If people didn't get circumcised, you couldn't have docking. So. Yeah. You can't do docking if you're circumcised. So Dan, you know what docking is. Don't act like you don't. I know that you do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Dan, do you know what docking is?
I will in a minute.
As he's oh God, Dan! Please tell me you're not typing that into your search engine.
Nope, I'm not.
Man,
this might be good.
That's about as confusing as a bear with antlers.
You know what? I'm wondering if my own wife knows what docking is. Oh yeah, by all means, go ahead and tell us what you found out there, buddy.
The Urban
you don't
Dictionary.
Look happy.
a very intimate and intense act performed by two circumcised men. Guy one pulls his foreskin back and holds it while guy two stretches his open and hold on, fuck, cut it off.
So they should have.
His open and
Dan's like, well,
outward
this,
as,
this got
as
uncomfortable.
Far as possible over, shut up, Toby. As far as possible over the head and shaft of guy one's penis.
This is an educational show.
Then guy one repeats.
Yes. And essentially you throw the foreskin over the top of both shafts and then you move it back and forth. And yeah. Dan, have you ever heard of a Dutch rudder?
No, I have not. I heard of a Dutch oven.
Okay, well, Dan, since we're doing the educational sexual thing today, please go ahead and Urban
you're
Dictionary.
You're already on Urban Dictionary.
Yep, Dutch rudder. And you're welcome. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you haven't seen the movie Zach and Miri Make a Porno, it's actually featured in there. Jason Mewes' character talks about it, and it's fucking hilarious.
Rudder,
rudder,
right?
Yep.
D?
R-U-D-D-E-R. You got it, buddy.
Yep. All right.
Proud of you, Dan.
Thanks.
You can tell you're Dan welcome. Was you're in the church really for quite a while.
I tried.
I tried.
All we had, didn't really have the internet back when I was 13. The internet existed, but mainly had the dictionary.
I was going to say, you didn't use it like us.
Yeah. Having someone
I had never
masturbation. You ready?
Yep.
Having someone complete the act of masturbation by pulling up and down with forearm while the male holds his own penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the way that is described. So I found out what this was from Zach and Miri Make a Porno. And Jason used the character.
Oh.
He was like, dude, you want Dutch Rudder? And they're like, what? And he's like, no, it's not gay. He goes, I hold mine. You hold yours. You grab my forearm and you move it like this. So you're going like this. And you're doing the same thing to me. And we're just kind of going. We're just going. It's not gay. You're stroking yourself. I'm stroking myself. It's all good. And I'm like, there's no way this is a real thing. And I made the mistake of talking to fellow soldiers, and sure shit, it was fucking, that was a real thing.
Well, you heard
because
about
soldiers. Soldiers will do anything that's fucking crazy.
Have you heard about soaking? Soaking. Have you heard about soaking?
I'm afraid to say I haven't.
You get to learn something from me now.
I get to look it up.
This is, you want to look it up? Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me look this up. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
This is fun.
I feel like we need to try to find out like different terms, like Alabama fucking mud pie or some shit and fucking see this, who.
Soaking has been on TikTok for the past 2 weeks trending.
Is this, oh my God. Is this about Mormon teens?
Yep.
Oh shit! Okay, so, all right. Fuck Christ!
In the bedpost,
in the bed.
It's eventually gonna end up in the regular church.
Okay,
it's a regular
first of all
Christian church.
Nothing good comes from starting a sentence off with some Mormon teens. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and read this. Some Mormon teens have convinced themselves that putting a penis in a vagina and then not moving is not sex. That's called soaking. Now, the jump man is the person who will jump in the bed next to you, soaking, to get some friction going without you technically. Wait a minute. Wait, you didn't say shit about a third party on this. So wait, a guy comes in while you're just sitting in him, and that guy's like moving you for you?
Yeah.
Is that what,
like,
I'm getting
I've
from
heard
that?
That they actually technically
I wasn't thrusting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he just jumps the bed to make the.
Yeah.
Yep. He's not pushing the guy. He's jumping or shaking the bed, right? I've heard the bed shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
It's fucking magical loophole right there.
No, that's like fucking somebody in the ear. Like. Remember on Family Guy where they had the episode where they're like, oh, are you having sex in the ear? And they're like, because they're abstaining. Yeah. They're like, it's technically a loophole. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Jesus. BYU campus must be
I remember
so
when
hard.
I made a video on TikTok with my dad, Priest, and I said, look. You know what? It's not technically sex before marriage if you're not planning on getting married.
Yeah,
it's a great loophole. Don't plan on getting married, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine
when it comes to religion. When it comes to religion in the sin of having sex without wedlock, it's a gorgeous loophole. It'd be like I am never getting married, so this is not a sin. It's not sex.
I remember me
marriage.
And my brother were sitting
it's sex without marriage.
me and my brother were sitting in church, and the pastor goes, "Yeah, it's not my brother a sin and I, if but, you."
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, my brother and I.
It's not a sin if you soak it.
The pastor but goes,
"Continue, please."
It's not a sin to have a quick glance at a female, or I don't know, whatever, because it's that, you know, that thing where Jesus says, "Don't look lustfully after a woman." It's not a sin if you first glance at a woman and you know, lust. It's the second look. And my brother nudged me. He goes, "So just keep fucking looking. It'll be fine."
Yeah, don't ever look away, bro. Don't ever look away. Be like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
And hopefully she looks at me like I'm sucking a lemon.
I can tell you that.
I'm not going to fucking sit on my watch.
Somebody going to screenshot me doing that shit, cracking. Too. Just that. God damn it.
Yep.
I got to stop doing the shit that. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I've got, like, I was. Who was in there today? Father Time was in my TikTok live today. And I'm like, Angel is crocheting. We're out on the deck, out on the stage, and we're listening to music. I can't remember the name of the song that came on, but it was just one of those songs where you're just like, woo, woo. So I'm going, and Angel's just crocheting. She's like in her own fucking world. She has no idea what's going on. I'm right behind her. I'm just like, oh, oh, oh. And I'm like dancing. I'm like, woo, 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 woo. And fucking of course I'm too far away from the phone to see what people are typing. And I'm doing this for like 2-3 minutes. And I go and sit back, and she finally ends up going, "The fuck?" And I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I walk back and I go and sit down, and I look on the screen, and it's like recording in 3, 2, 1. And I'm like, fuck. I never think about it that there's people that will always be willing to screen record you or take a screenshot. I never think about it. I don't know why I don't ever think about it.
Mm. Oh, man.
It's a new technology. That's tough.
I guess I'm just not really afraid of people knowing who I am, like how I am in on a normal, everyday basis. Because it's not any different. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, bro, we got 3 challenges that we agreed to do today. Couples challenges. We've got the... Uh-huh. We've got the I Trust My Wife challenge, which thankfully I don't trust my wife enough to do it with the belt like everybody else is doing. Fuck no. No. I'm not going to let her Indiana Jones my eye sockets. There ain't no fucking way.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So she's going to throw shoes from a distance.
Okay. And then we're going to compromise.
Yep. Then we're going to do
better than knives.
Yep. Well, it's my wife. You never know. Then we're going to do
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Do the tortilla, you know, rock, paper, scissors, and slap with the tortilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there's
going to put water in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys going to fill your water with mouth? Yeah.
She keeps saying she's going to sneak in a pita. I'm like, bitch, you hit me with a fucking pita. And we're going to fight. That's like,
pita shouldn't
that's
be like around anywhere. There's a farm.
Bro. Or she's going to go and grab like gyro bread, you know, like, and be like,
gonna be like, are you actually going to do a burrito shell?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it? Better not do a taco show. Okay.
No, we're doing burrito shells.
A bag of Doritos.
And we're going to warm them up so they're more pliable so they don't rip as easy.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, smart.
The whip. Smart.
I will tell you that I told her, I was like, listen, I'm gonna hit you like we're having an exhibition fight. Okay. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. I'm going to go into this like we're having an exhibition fight. But I'm telling you, if you lay into me, if you smack the shit out of me, if you give me everything you got, I'm going to try to corkscrew your head off of your fucking shoulders on my next slap. I promise you, I will. Listen, I don't want to cause you pain, but I will make you fucking cry if you bring the fucking big guns in on your first hit. I'm not joking. Don't try to rock me when we're doing this shit. Yeah.
Ease
she's like, it. Okay, I won't.
Ease it's and not the she... slap fighting championship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
her first hit's like gonna the be memes so fucking
you
light.
Would you slap your wife for a? And I'm gonna be like, all right, that'll work. And a fucking hat's gonna fly off. You guys are gonna see me take a minute to recover, stand back up, be like, fuck, okay, hold on. Jesus Christ.
You're gonna be like, all right, she's just don't gonna be hit giggling. Her hard. Don't you hit know, her really
she's
hard.
Just gonna
I don't
sit there
want
giggling.
To be divorced. I don't want to get divorced. Don't hit her. Okay. All right. I'm okay now. Let's
Yeah. We're gonna cut this one.
Bro, I'm Speaking not gonna of lie to you. She hits me
I have to ask.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I have to ask, this might trigger Toby, but you guys saw Tyson is going to be fighting the Paul brother.
Paul Logan.
The only thing I care about is that they do this for real, right? Like, if it's going to be an exhibition-style fight, let it be an exhibition-style fight where they're both just kind of throwing a couple here and there and just kind of getting in the work, right? But if it's going to be a real fight, don't script this shit. Please, God, not with Tyson. Don't script a Tyson fight for me. Don't ruin that image of Mike Tyson for me. I get it. The guy's 56 years old. He's going to be 57 before the fight starts. And I'm telling you, if you can tell him and Jake are kind of buddy-buddy a little bit and they're kind of joking around and everything. If Jake throws one into him, If Tyson allows to do this on like an exhibitionary level, if Jake throws one into him to try to prove something to people, Tyson will fucking, you're not going to stop Mike. You get Mike into a ring, he becomes a different animal. I don't care how nice of a guy he is now. He's even said to Joe Rogan, I retired from boxing. I don't want to get back into it. This is before the Roy Jones Jr. fight. He's like, I don't want to get back into it. He goes, because I don't like that person that I become. I become an animal. Like I like bloodlust kind of. And then Rogan brought him back
have
on
you seen
again
some
after he started.
His videos has him training?
Yeah, still.
Shit. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
There's people that are
like
this guy, he's a senior
like
citizen.
Watching the last...
I'm like, dude, there are people making videos saying, He's Tyson's a senior citizen. Of course, Jake Paul will fight him. Blah, blah, blah. This isn't the Tyson of old. Bitch, you get in there and fucking throw a couple of rounds with him.
That
man could be fucking 80. I'm not going to let him punch me. Are you out of your fucking mind? That's still Mike Tyson. It's not like he forgot how to throw
a
punch.
He is old. No. No.
Right. It's fucking
His
crazy.
His 57 is
his
my
training
22.
Videos.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Butterbean?
No.
No, so not a while.
Butterbean could barely. Okay, so he could barely walk. He's man's on crutches. He had a fucking like hump back almost. Just horrible. And he got with a trainer. And he has like been able to like lose a bunch of weight. He went in for back surgery. Guy's looking really fucking good now.
Holy shit!
Like he was like he was saying like I was just waiting to die, basically. I was just waiting to, yeah.
Oh wow!
He was like I was just waiting to die, and yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
He was a fucking monster back in the day. Holy shit, Eric Esch. That's right. That's his name. he was a monster. Mm-hmm. There's another man, like, I wouldn't have wanted to take a punch from him either. Dude, he went up against Bart Gunn in the WWE. They were like doing a, they're doing like the boxing thing, like a boxing tournament, like real boxing in WWE. And he went up against Bart Gunn, and he about took his fucking head off. Holy shit. Like, I was like, oh, he's dead. That guy's dead. Like, Butterbean wasn't like, ah, we're doing this for the fun crowd stuff. No, Butterbean went in and literally tried to take that man's head off. I was like, Jesus. Yeah, there's some of these guys, yeah, man, just, there's no such thing as an exhibition. Cool to see.
Yeah, cool to see, though, when somebody goes through a transformation like that, especially when, like, oh, I was just waiting to die, and, like, it's your favorite athlete. Like, some, for some people, it was, like, your favorite athlete, you know? And then to see them kind of rise back up, it was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like Toby said, I think it's going to be a shit show and hopefully not scripted. But is Mike Tyson, would he script something? Maybe in these days. Back then, no fucking way.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are like, well, Tyson would agree to a scripted fight because, you know, he needs the money. I'm like, do you not realize how many different business ventures Mike Tyson has going on? He's not bankrupt anymore. Like, by at all.
No.
Like, he's making good money again. So it's not like he's doing it because he needs the money and they're like preying on the fact that he's near bankruptcy. That's not the same Tyson. You're talking about a different, you're talking like a Tyson from 15, 20 years ago. That's not this Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
This Tyson is comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that it's a serious fight and Tyson, because it certainly seems like Tyson's taking it seriously. And if it is, this is a Pearl Harbor situation. This is Jake Paul's fucking corner going, we've awoken a sleeping giant. We've made a mistake. Because,
yeah, or it could go the other way and somehow he knocks Tyson out. And then it's like, well, congratulations. You just knocked out a 58-year-old man. But again, it's Mike Tyson.
I
don't think it'll happen either. I mean, Tyson's only been knocked out, what, twice in his entire career?
Yeah. Dude's still beefy, man.
He got knocked out by Douglas, and that was like a legit knockout. He had another one where essentially he couldn't continue. He got knocked down and didn't get back up and said that he tore something in his knee. Like, the doctor report came out and said that he had even torn something in his knee. But he also didn't look like he was well prepared for that fight either.
Hmm.
Yep. Five knockouts of the 58 fights. Three were in title fights.
That's right. He got knocked out by Lewis, right? He got knocked out by Holyfield, Buster Douglas. Who else did he get knocked out by?
No, definitely Douglas. Let's see if Essentially Sports can break this down for us, because I don't know. I don't know this one here. It doesn't look like it. Said it was going to.
I know he was absolutely destroying Riddick Bowe when they fucking called, when the referee jumped in for that one. I have every Tyson fight.
Yeah.
I have every Tyson fight up until the early 2000s on DVD. Every one, to include his amateur fights before he went pro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're.
That's awesome.
They're a lot of fun to watch. Dude, it's like a 15 DVD collection. It's, and watching him when he was younger, before he became pro. Holy shit. The thing about Tyson that a lot of people, you know, everybody talks about Tyson's power. Nobody talks about this man's hand speed. Tyson was ridiculously fast, and his ability to lace combos together, I mean,
yeah,
fast, but not from the outside, not a fast fighter from the outside. He had to be inside, and those, dude, I watched a fight. it looked like he threw two punches, but you could hear five land. And I was like, I got to rewind that. So I rewound it and you're pop, 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 pop. I was like, but all you see is, and the guy's going down. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? So then they play it back. Yeah. Even the commenters were like, that has got to be the fastest combo I've ever heard. And they play it back. All five punches, power punches. It was like two hooks, an uppercut, and two more hooks in close proximity. And they all landed within a matter of like a second and a half. I'm like, are you kidding me? Wow. Five power shots? And that fat, I was like, and people don't want to talk about Tyson having speed.
Oh, dude, yeah. Had speed for sure.
He was so hard to beat in Nintendo. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Somebody had said Jake Paul just put in code whatever, and they said one of the Nintendo codes that you can get to go straight to Tyson. And they go, he's going straight to the final boss. And all the memes saying Mike Tyson's punch out predicted this back in 1987, and it was Glass Joe versus Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I've seen some funny memes with that. That's good. The internet's awesome sometimes.
I didn't take Paul serious.
Jake Paul boxes.
Sorry, Jake Paul.
I mean,
serious.
Logan used to box too. Not very well.
Yeah.
But Logan wrestles now. Jake boxes.
Okay. I didn't take them seriously. I thought they were just, you know, because they've done so many goofy YouTube videos. I thought that was just trying
to
mess with
it. No, don't get me wrong. I still don't take him seriously.
Views.
He fights other, he fights other YouTubers. He fights people that are well past their prime. He's had, in my opinion, he's had one legitimate boxing match against another boxer, and that was against, Tommy Fury? Fury's younger brother. Who's a professional fighter, but he's new. He's like a new professional fighter. It's not like he's got like 25 victories underneath his belt as a pro, but he did well in that fight. He also knocked out a UFC fighter, which I'm not saying that's bad, but at the same time, a UFC fighter that's was a little bit older, past their prime. If you watch the uppercut or whatever punch it was that ended up, I think it was across the punch, dude, that was one of the slowest power punches I've ever seen thrown in my life. Tyson in a Muhammad Ali 3 years before he passed away with his Parkinson's in a wheelchair still could have evaded that punch. I'm not saying I could have because I don't have extremely fast reaction times by any means, but that punch was so fucking telegraphed. Paul Revere was calling for the Redcoats. It was fucking bad.
Yeah.
It was like, he came from like way back here. It was the Back to the Future. Bad. Marty McFly's dad punching out Biff Tannen. Fucking, it was that.
Yeah. Okay.
And so how a UFC fighter allowed that to come through and fucking hit him kills me.
Yeah. Technically, the Fury guy did beat Paul too, right? Jake, it was like a split decision.
Yeah,
that was
the one that was a split decision.
Yeah, it was overseas somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
Hmm.
So, Dan, I was telling Toby backstage that we kind of have a new segment thing going on. That might be a thing, might be fun, might not. But
all right,
what we're doing is we're letting people know. My Google Voice number, so they can call and leave a voicemail. They can ask for advice. They can ask a question, whatever it might be. We'll obviously listen to them. We'll play some good ones. They can send a text message if they don't want their voice. They can put their name. They can be anonymous, whatever they want.
Yeah, I saw your TikTok video.
Yeah, we got a couple. So I figured we'd roll one out. And this one is Joe Myers, which obviously friend of the show. Used to be on the show.
Hi, Joe.
He was pretty excited about this. So he says, if you got sucked into the game Jumanji, how long do you think you would survive?
5 minutes. Bro, have you seen the shit that's in Jumanji? Roll. Don't fucking act like you had to think about this shit.
I said I'd be dead after the first roll. I think there's a little bit of a delay between us, by the way.
There is. There's quite a big delay. Like, I don't see Dan lasting 5 minutes in the Mall of America, much less in fucking Jumanji.
You'd only give yourself 5 minutes, Toby? I feel like
5 minutes. Bro, have you not seen the shit that's in Jumanji?
I know, but 5 minutes, I feel like you could at least survive the first. I mean, so are we talking we got sucked into Jumanji real life, or how long would our character make it in the movie Jumanji?
Toby, you have way more training than I would assume both of us. You probably would last longer.
Well, he's saying 5 minutes, so he's saying we're going to be in 2 minutes.
Oh, I'd be gone.
You guys are going to appear in Jumanji.
First roll.
That's it. Game over.
I'm dead.
Fucking.
Wait, are we going off the rules are we off talking the first movie? Or are we going
the original
off of the
Jumanji?
The other movie. Because you have 3 lives on the new one.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's a video game instead of the board game, right?
Yeah. It's a video game.
I'd be willing to bet, okay, if I was given 3 lives, which means you get to assess your failure and fucking adjust, I'd give myself halfway through the game if it's a video game.
Hmm.
I'm definitely losing that first life quickly because I don't make fucking great decisions on a daily basis.
I would lose 2 lives right away because I do the same thing again.
Definition. Dan's out there doing the definition of insanity. Well, that didn't work. Let me try it again. Well, that didn't work. Fuck. Maybe I should change it.
No, I'm going to try it again. get this fucking over.
3
so
hippos.
According to EW.com. Entertainment Weekly, they ranked all the Jumanjis in Jumanji from 1 through 15. So we'll put all the different animals and
traps and shit like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Apparently, number 15, they put whatever happened to the kids in 1869. In the first minute of Jumanji, 2 boys in the late 1860s buried the game and wished mercy on the souls of those poor individuals who dig it up. So apparently that was 15.
That'd be the original one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dan would be the video game character whose weakness was cake.
It'd also be a one-up.
Eating cake?
It'd be a weakness, but it's also a one-up. You're like, oh, a roop. Ah.
Roop. Then one is
poison, one's good. Okay, which one's the poison one again? Is it the green one or is it the red one? Who gives a shit?
Death, life.
Cake is cake.
Cake is cake.
Death, life. Interesting. What do we got here? And then it says go back a turn, one of the most convenient Jumanjis, at least from a screenwriting standpoint. How long I was going to last?
Yeah.
Minute wise, I feel like I could outlive you, but I'm not outliving Tony. Toby. I was reading this thing over here. So I'm going to say 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes.
But that's fair. I was giving my answer based on the board game. But so now video game, you have 3 different lives. I said I'd make it about halfway through. Dan still says he'd lose all 3 lives for doing the exact same thing right off the bat. So I'm going to assume you feel like you'd fall somewhere in between those two things, or do you think you'd learn and do better?
I feel like I could get through 5 to 7 rolls with 3 lives. I'm not going to do the same thing over and over. That's just crazy.
Dan,
no offense.
Dan, you realize that Matt just combined the video game and the board game together.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I got 3 lives. I'll do a good 5 rolls. What? It's the video game.
So the game doesn't have still turns? I've never seen or played the game.
Have you
game.
Have you not seen the new Jumanji with The Rock and Kevin Hart?
Yeah, the new movies?
Listen, I don't like the latest one that they did where they're older.
I didn't see that one.
It's not good. But the one with the first one with Kevin Hart and The Rock and the girl that plays what's her name, Andromeda or whatever from Guardians of the Galaxy, the android girl,
Nebulous.
Yeah. So she's in there as the female, is one of the female characters. That movie was done really well, really well. It's definitely worth a watch. I will say that.
It might still be on Hulu.
Man, I don't even remember the first one barely. It's been so long. So
you watch your blasphemous fucking mouth, Matt.
I don't have much of a memory. I'm telling you. I remember the key parts. I remember the concept, but like I don't remember a ton of specific scenes of the original Jumanji.
That's a great movie.
Oh, I'm not saying it isn't.
God damn it. Robin Williams, classic. I mean,
that's worth a rewatch.
Yeah.
Maybe when I start, like it was to rewatch it, and I start, like I would remember a lot more. I mean, yeah. I remember some key parts, but I
went and saw that in the theater.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
When did that come out? What year, roughly? Do you know?
It came out after 108? I joined the military, I'd be willing to bet. Go to the old IMDb.
That might be sooner. 96.
95.
Oh, this says December 90. This 95. Says December 15th, 1995.
Yep, I was at
gross $263 million worldwide on a budget of $65 million. Mm-hmm. That's highest grossing film of 95.
Bro, that is a Robin Williams classic. You cannot go wrong. You could rewatch that movie 100 fucking times. And along with that, what's the space one? Do you remember?
Zathura? That might be it.
Zathura, done really fucking well. That was another one done really well. Now, it's essentially Jumanji.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's good.
See that one. It's what
Dax Shepard. Yep. And he was phenomenal in it.
Dax Shepard.
Yep.
Yep.
Highly
Jonah
recommend.
Bobo. Mm-hmm. Josh Hutcherson, Kristen Stewart, Tim Robbins, a couple.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I haven't seen it as well.
It's essentially Jumanji, just space.
Yeah,
It's really good. Interesting. I would highly recommend that you watch it, Dan. If you can't find it somewhere and you want to see it, let me know, man. I'll get it for you.
Yeah, I'll ask you about it.
Oh yeah, that was good, Joe. That was a good conversation piece. Appreciate it. We got time for another one.
Oh, hold on. We're talking about Joe, so I got to pee. Give me a second. Well, you can bring up the topic. I'll come in and be like, all right, what's the topic? So give me a second.
Yeah, fair enough. We'll wait. But yeah, shout out Joe. Like I said, for anybody that doesn't, Joe was on the show, shotgunned a lot of beer, and I just chatting with him the other day. Rarely drinks beer anymore. So, I mean, when things have come full circle. Now look at Toby's out here having to pee, because that was Joe's thing. We'd be in there. He'd have so many beers. We'd be in the middle of the podcast. He'd be like, I'll be right back, guys. I got to pee. 5 minutes later, I got to pee. And it's kind of one of those things. You know what I mean? Once you break the seal, they say.
Yeah.
Since
I've gotten diabetes, holy shit, it's hard not to pee.
I could imagine.
I never knew. I didn't know that was one of the side effects.
Yeah, I did. Well, my father is diabetic, so I... Some peeing. Yep, there's definitely a thing. Not having good cereals in the house with sugar and stuff, also not a thing. Yeah. Like I said, there's a couple other ones. Where do we go from here? This one, like I said, some of them come in, they say real names, they say first names. This one says it's from Dax, and it says, how do I politely decline my buddies always asking me to go to happy hour without looking like a pussy? From Dax. Of course, a random number, I don't know. So how would, I guess if you kept getting these messages and you didn't want to, you know what I mean, like be that guy, but they keep asking you to go to happy hour, what's the move? What's your move?
Me? I simply say I have too many kids. Most people understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty easy way out. And I think eventually...
And it's true. It's not a lie.
That's not a lie. That's not a lie. So, Toby, this one was from a Dax. Just says Dax. And it says, how do I politely decline my buddies always asking me to go to happy hour without looking like a pussy?
Say no thanks.
Yeah.
So I'm not going with that fucking shit.
I mean, here's the thing,
don't,
man.
That way you don't look like a pussy.
Here's the thing. You don't want to look like a pussy. Stop worrying about what everybody fucking thinks. Now you don't look like a pussy. The moment you start worrying about what everybody else's opinion is going to be of you based on your answers or your opinions, that's when you start looking like a pussy. You know, for lack of a better term, man the fuck up and just say, ah, no thanks, man. I don't feel like going. You're like, come on, man. Okay, well, let their toxic masculinity fucking take itself down to the bar, and you fucking go and enjoy your night of fucking pedicure and fucking wine drinking while you watch Sex in the City. Who gives a shit? You do you, bro. Just you do you. Fuck those people.
Maybe a little
they're
Dawson's
not your friends
Creek.
Anyway if they're going to give you shit for not wanting to go.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. And then eventually, you know what I mean? I would have to imagine the friends are in different places. Maybe, you know what I mean? You're not trying to drink as much. Maybe, you know, your job is a little more demanding where you can't go in there super hungover. Maybe you're in a relationship and you do enjoy being in the relationship. This is coming from a guy that has been at the bar. I've sent those messages. I never was like, oh, you're a pussy. It was just like, hey, man, like, I'd love to see you. I'm spending way too much time at a bar. I guess why don't you come have a beer? I'll buy a bar. We'll shoot the shit. Like, but I've never really saw him as, hey, you can't make it. You're a pussy.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact, I would rather spend time with you rather not going to happy hour, like after, which is always what? Like a time right after work, right? Hey, bro, you want to get together and have a couple of drinks? Yeah. Why don't you come over to my place or let's go to the bar this weekend and just so we can relax and we don't got anything going on tomorrow. You know, we'll go in the middle of the afternoon. We'll have a couple of beers, you know, watch some sports on the television. You know, get something to eat, have a good time. Let's enjoy our time together rather than be surrounded by a bunch of fucking drunken idiots at the end of a fucking work day where I'm already exhausted. I'm just wanting to fucking relax. You know, don't drag me out somewhere at the end of a work day where all I'm thinking about all day is, dude, I can't wait to be off work so I can just fucking relax. Like, don't try to make me go into a social situation after that. Wait until the weekend. Come over to my place. I'll come to you, you know, or we can meet at the bar on Saturday or do a Sunday fun day type deal. Let's do it that way.
Yeah, what you invest your life into now could haunt you later on in life. Like, why the fuck did I waste my time with all that when I could have been doing the things I enjoy?
Yeah.
It's true. And this is coming from a guy that spent way too much time at a bar.
Same here. And I did the same thing. Now, luckily, I had a wife that was more than willing to show up and meet people and you know, go to the bar with me. But at the same time, we both kind of realized we were not doing what we really wanted to do. So the fact of the matter is, it just boils down to, without looking like a pussy is the key statement in there. And with you want to do anything without looking like a pussy is just be true to yourself. Give the answer that you know that you want to give and just fucking go along. If they have a problem with it, they don't care about you. They're not your friends, and you're better off without them anyway, bro.
Yep. And they'll forget after the eighth beer and seventh shot, and then they'll just repeat the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah, happy hour. Let's go.
They're probably drinking Jack and Cokes, fucking slamming Fireball, and fucking talking about how Jameson is the best whiskey on the planet. So fuck those assholes anyway.
And throwing some darts, potentially, but... No, that's I appreciate it either way. Yeah, I love some darts, but thanks, Dax. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate the hell out of it. If you guys want to, 315-605-8350. Text, call. I'll work on getting something in my link. I know Toby put something in his link as well. So if you guys want to do the thing, like I said, and if you do leave a voicemail, I'll download it. We'll play it right on the show. That way your voice can be heard and all that good stuff. So like I said, let us know your name, anonymous, your social media handle, whatever you want. So this was fun. This is good. I haven't looked at the clock in a hot minute, and
I'll be sure to put my question in there. So
slide that question in.
I am going to encourage women to text or voicemail questions that they're curious as to how a guy will answer that. By the way, don't ask me if a man would still love you if you got fat.
Don't ask them. You've been warned.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
The obvious
and we'll give serious
advice
no. or funny advice. There you go. You've been warned. You have been warned. If you ask it, that's on you. That's on you. But either way, it's
so
going
to
be
fun. Think it's too soon to have a woman president? Or what's your thoughts on that, Toby? You were talking about it before the show. Don't be shy.
I think that's a statement nobody's ever had to make. Don't be shy, Toby.
I'm the shy one here.
But either way, yep, he's the shy one and the one that'll last the longest in Jumanji. So, but can't thank you guys enough. Not only Toby, Dan, taking some time out of your busy day. Appreciate the hell out of you guys. Anybody that's still listening for whatever reason, appreciate you guys as well. We'll do it next week. Send over those questions if you want. If not, we still got some queued up, so it'll be all right. But all right, that's all we got.
Bye, everybody. See you, Toby.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.